And welcome back to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner visiting now with Norwalk Boys golf coach Steve Wermerskirchen as we recap the 2024 season. Steve, good year for your team, very consistent all season long, and capped by senior Grady Sigrist making the state tournament, his first trip to the state meet. Just kind of talk about Grady's season as a whole and peaking late and making his first state tournament appearance.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, for having me. Grady, you know, he produced by far the most successful, you know, season as far as overall that a Warrior's ever had. His scoring average was the lowest ever at Norwalk, and playing with tough competition, tough golf courses, you know, high course ratings and such. And, you know, he finished just a little over, you know, 37 strokes average, you know, for nine holes. So, yeah, tremendous year. He had, you know, several top 10 finishes. And like you said, he was very consistent all year long. You know, helped lead us pretty much in all of the meets. And so, you know, it was good to see him. As a couple of coaches told me, they kind of said, you know, man, he's just got to get to state. You know, he's just got to get there because he's been such a good player for the last several years. So it's good to see him get there. And there were several players that didn't get to go. So it's not always a guarantee, but he was able to play well enough there at districts and you know, play at state.
And, you know, I understand he's going to DMAC next year to play golf. And I know his length off the tee was one of his big strengths, but did you see some other parts of his game come together this year to help him take that next step?
Well, I think his creativity and his ability to shape shots, not only, you know, outside the, you know, out, you know, from like, you know, 150, 200 yards out, but also around the greens. He's light years ahead of you know, many other golfers that I see. You know, even really good players can play well from the tee to the green. You know, they hit fairways and they hit it long and they make good wedge shots and they're pretty good putters. But around the green, he would still shoot 73 and hit like four greens in reg. I mean, his ability to be able to know all the different types of shots around the green is just incredible. And he's going to just keep getting better that way. You know, once he kind of fine-tunes his iron play, and he got new clubs this year, and I don't think that's a factor, but he's just going to get better and better with them, and he's kind of finally settled into his 6'6 body length, and so I just think that's going to get better. He just has great hand-eye coordination, so, you know, I think, you know, they got a good steal up there at DMAC, and he's looking to do what a few of those other guys have done at DMAC, and that is to go play Division I golf after 2 years.
All right, and then we'll talk about the rest of the team as a whole. It was a great season. You fell a little bit short of state as a team, but some good highlights throughout the season. I know the school record fell again. You got first at the Joe August invite, and then just consistently 290s, low 300s throughout the year. Talk about your team overall.
Well, you know, if I could, you know, show you the stats here, you know, just kind of talk about a few of the things. You know, last year we had a good year. The year before, you know, that was a great year. We thought we could go to state there at Bent Tree out there in Council Bluffs. And we had four guys that were really good, Germeyer and Nicholson and Sherwood. I mean, a lot of good players. And they all averaged like at 40, like 40.1, 40.2, and et cetera. And this year, I mean, these are our averages, 37, 38.6, 38.7, 39.7, 39.7. And then the lowest of the top six was 40.2, which was the highest 2 years ago. You know, it was the best 2 years ago. So that kind of tells you just the quality of players that we had out this year and how much better they kept getting. And, you know, we lose three kids. Caleb Foltz came on as a senior, really proud of him. And Mason Johnson was solid all year long. He paced in the top, I think it was top 15 three times and earned the meet flags. They give out flags at a lot of these meets, you know, that for the top 18 places. And so he got several of those. You know, he was one of the guys I never had to worry about as a senior. He'd be on the course, and he might be three over after four. And next time I see him, he's two over after 10. And so, you know, he just always kept being patient and kept battling. And, you know, geez, Mike, golf is hard. So I have nothing but respect for those kids just to, you know, for their ability to step up and just play really good golf all year long and really a tough, you know, central regional here.
Yeah, that says a lot about the competition you're facing as well with those averages going down so much and still not able to get to state. It just speaks to the quality of competition.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, Waukee Northwest, third all year, doesn't make state. Southeast Polk, sixth all year, doesn't make state. We were 11th, didn't make state. DCG, 12th, didn't make state. So, you know, you got to put it all together on one day, right? So you got to have four guys to do it. And if, you know, two guys, you know, or so stumble, then, you know, usually somebody else is going to pick you off. So we all know it as coaches and respect all that. So it's, you kind of just enjoy the whole season, really. You have to, because you can't put a lot of credence on the one meet.
What were some of the overall characteristics of this team that made them fun to coach?
Well, you know, like I said, with Mason Johnson, his just, you know, golf is so hard that the individual has to have a great determination from T1 to T18 to just never give up. And, you know, between him and Ian Lux and Grady, and then Caleb Foltz came on, you know, they just did a great job of that. You know, Tillman Papkin, he's a you know, sophomore, you know, and his scoring average as a sophomore was lower than Grady's was as a sophomore. So, you know, we're looking for good things for him in the next couple of years. And you know, a year older doesn't always make you a year better, but it does make you a year more experienced. And that makes a big difference, because then you learn how to handle certain pressure situations, and every round is so different that you learn how to handle when things aren't going great at the beginning. How do I handle that? Or they're going great at the beginning. How do I handle the finish? You know, when I'm 2 under after 9 or 10, you know, how do I put that aside and just keep playing the next hole? Like it's okay, starting over. So, and we talk about those things all the time, but you know, I look forward to the group coming up. I think we lost only like 3 JV matches all year, you know, invitationals included. You know, I think Northwest was the only team to kind of beat us in a duel. So the JV team looks really good. In fact, the JV team beat the varsity one time in that Roosevelt duel. So, you know, we got a lot of good kids coming up. It'll be a lot of juniors coming up, and a couple sophomores that are going to look to contribute right away.
That sounds great. It looks like you'll be rebuilding next year. Besides Johnson, Sigrist, and Foltz, were there any other seniors on the team this year?
Well, there was like 4 or 5 of the seniors, and a lot of them played JV. So, you know, we had 7 seniors. I'm trying to look at my roster here, but 6, 7 seniors, and a couple, 2, 3 kids came out just this year. And you have that all the time. You know, kids just coming out to, you know, just kind of hang out with their buddies and that kind of thing. You know, Grady and Mason, they talk to their buddies out. So, you know, Cam Thomas, he came out as a senior. He'll be on the basketball team, you know, starting 5. So he came out because those guys are good buddies. And Gavin Smith was a senior, and he's been around for, you know, 3 years. And, you know, he's done a great job on the JV level. So that's always fun to see. Jack Larson, he'll be one of the starting 5 or 6 for the boys basketball team. He's been out for 3, 4 years. So, and he played JV predominantly all year long. So, you know, just a kind of a good group of guys just like each other, and really are all on the basketball team too. So it's kind of a cool deal.
And those guys that are coming back next year, what do you tell them to work on during this off season?
Well, I used at the banquet several examples of like a Caleb Foltz that came out his junior year and played good on JV, but just made a commitment in the summertime. He played over 30 rounds of golf and played in a couple tournaments, and he just, you know, kept getting better and better and better, and had a great desire to play well. I mean, all those JV kids, that's what they got to do. They just got to play a lot in the summer, and then you just got to have that desire inside that you want to play well. I mean, it's easy to just go swing it and hope that you're going to score, but that's not how you score. You've got to really be locked in and, you know, focus for 4 hours, which is a challenge for some of these kids, and that's kind of where they need to get to.
That's been Norwalk Boys golf coach Steve Wormerskirchen on Coach's Corner this morning. Steve, thanks for your time. Congrats on a great season. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mike. Take care, and thanks for all you guys do for, you know, Norwalk and all the other schools.